What's the most diabolical thing a man has ever said to you? Because recently I got, no man will ever care about you, no man will ever want you. As soon as they get that one thing from you, they're going to disregard you. You have single-handedly confirmed, like, every single girl's, like, worst fear. And I just, I don't understand, like, why would you say that to someone? Just why would you say that to someone? And you made me reconsider my entire existence, and you've really made me think that maybe I should be giving a woman a go, because that's not funny.
That is the realest thing any man is probably going to say to you. And hopefully you take that critique and look in the mirror instead of doing more TikToks about it. I find it a little coincidental that you're not going to say what you did to cause him to say that. Y'all wasn't just on an ice cream date and he just randomly blurted that out. You did something diabolical to him to make him say that. But you're going to conveniently leave that out. No shocker there.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
I had plans with a guy and I was going to make him dinner. He was going to come over and I was going to make him dinner. And I was at the grocery store because I was buying things to make him dinner. And then he texts me and he's like, hey, I actually forgot that the F1 race is tonight. Can we watch it while you make me dinner? And I said, this is how you know. This is how I know that I'm healing. I said, no, I actually don't want to do that at all. What?
I think every man wants a woman who's going to be a little bit of a people pleaser when it comes to him. And I think that's an important thing as a woman to learn how to do. Do things you don't want to do to please your man. I'm not saying you have to never do anything you do want to do, or you can never say no to things you don't want to do. Hopefully that guy sees this TikTok and realizes he should never talk to you again. Because women who chronicle their life on TikTok are just bad dating options.
I think he might be right.
You mean it? Thanks, mister.
It has been 2 months since I cut my own bangs, and let me tell you what I have learned. Men hate bangs. You know who bangs are for? Bangs are for the female gaze. And you know, at first I was like, this kind of sucks. And now I'm like, I'm free.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you. I don't think guys care that much one way or another. But I guess they kind of look dorky. Or maybe hers just look dorky when I think about it. We live in a time now where women care more about impressing women than impressing men or getting a man. And it's going to make for a really unpleasant future for everyone involved, including all of us who have to deal with these positions one way or another in society, even if it's not romantically.
What the hell is the world coming to?
The whole your boyfriend is embarrassing discourse is never actually going to change anything in real life. It will change things online for, like, a while, I think, but it will stay online. Like, no girls that are in relationships are breaking up with their boyfriends over this, and no single girls are not going to get in a relationship if they find someone they really fancy and they get along with. And also, the conversation shouldn't really be about if you've got a boyfriend or not, but it's, like, if you center men. Because a lot of single girls center men more than most people in relationships I know. And are like obsessed with men and what they think and spend all day talking to a roster of different men and wondering what they think about them. But yeah, anyway, this is just a reminder that most of the things that you are pressed about online will stay online. So if you are feeling overwhelmed, you can just switch your phone off and the earth will keep spinning.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard about that.
The first thing I'm thinking is, why don't you switch off your phone? Why don't you deactivate your TikTok? You know what I mean? I think that would be a great service to society if you never made a TikTok again. But you know what? Maybe I should give her credit. She said something that made sense, and she said something that I actually agree with. So, salute, sis. Salute.
Things my ex talking stage did, and I still stayed. I was looking for a notebook to, you know, write some things down, and I found this. So... And guys, I'm warning you, these are, like, diabolical. Like, these are, like, I don't even remember half of this because it's so crazy. I think my mind has blocked all of it out. But reading this is, like, you took that disrespect. That's embarrassing. Anyways, first thing, and this is the thing that made me sick to my stomach, because why the hell would I take this disrespect?
Because it signals that he's higher status than you, and that just turns you guys on so much. We all know women love the bad boys. They chase the bad boys. They're the most attracted to bad boys. they yearn for the bad boy's attention and validation and acceptance the most.
You should feel sorry for me.
All you can do is laugh at it. That's all you can. Laugh at it and hope for the best.